This is third work session of the board on April 9th, 2019 at 4:12 p.m.
Driver's Ed, we're looking at increasing to 110. Again, it has to stay within its own budget, and that's what it takes to operate it. So that's what we're doing there. And then on school lunch, our fund balance has dropped slightly on school lunch because some equipment we purchased. Now we're required to do a slight increase. So it was 220 at the elementary schools. We're proposing 225. It was 250 at secondary. We're proposing 260. Other things are just additional things that we were never required to put on our fee schedule that we're now required. And again, we've broken them into this area right up top here is curricular fees for high schools. Then we get into the kind of the weird fees, ACT prep course, JROTC, military ball, school dance tickets, food handler's permit, graduation cap and gown, math calculator rental. These are all things that we didn't have on the fee schedule before that now we're required to do.
But through our research and visiting with schools, they were charging.
Yeah. Correct, they were charging. Then we've got co-curricular fees down here, and then we've got our extracurricular fees over on the side over here. With other fees, with meal trips, hotel rooms, school lunch, and so forth. And we put elementary school uniforms, because we do have one school that's using school uniforms still at this point, and we have to have it on our schedule if we're going to do it. Now, we can have it on the schedule.
So is it a reason to maybe look at doing away?
No. What I'm saying is we need to have it on the schedule, and then if you decide to get away with it, do away with it, that's okay. But if we don't have it on the schedule, then you have to do away with it.
But we're not voting on it today, right?
No.
So
no,
it doesn't have to.
Correct, but we want it on the schedule.
Whether we have uniforms or not.
Correct. So we're putting on the schedule for now. That gives you the option to decide either way.
I think Susan and them want to have that discussion,
right?
As I've talked to her, because so many of the new students are coming in, and
that,
like, they're saying we don't want uniforms.
Right.
So she's kind of, we had to go dig. KJ had to find the old policy,
but we're just putting it on here to make it give you the option.
You keep talking about it, but I don't know what the dates are.
No. So we want to have a.
Well, I'd say by the end of April. The reason why we're trying to push it is that it gets in our
student handbooks.
Yeah. We really need to have a pretty good indication of where we're going by the end of the day.
When we meet on April 29th?
Yeah, I think so. I think we'd be okay with that. April 29th?
Yeah, we'd be okay with April 29th, but the problem is that your own policy says, this is in policy,
it's
and your own policy.
Policy
says it has to be reviewed for 30 days before you're going to approve it. So
we can start the review process today.
Correct.
Approve it.
Correct, you could. And so, but I wouldn't make major changes on the 29th. I think we all make a lot of changes today if you want to make
them.
Well,
okay, we don't have time today.
As I look at this,
you have 15 minutes.
Well, no, we can make a lot of changes.
Brent and Richard, I will tell you that, I mean, you are going to have more expertise on assigning values to those fees than the board.
So let us tell you what we've been talking about.
Well, okay, because I don't think that it's our responsibility, unless the board feels otherwise, to line item every fee and say, well, we need to get $203 for band orchestra.
But we have some. We probably have some areas that maybe you want to address.
Correct.
Kind of the big changes.
So,
for example, like summer camps that we have to be careful with and that.
That's what I'm saying. So can we target those really quickly?
Please.
So the first thing
then
is
I want to give these folks an opportunity to weigh in.
Yeah. So band orchestra. And so I've been working with this man right here on band orchestra. And what we're talking about doing is this, is sending a kind of a shot across the bow saying, over the next couple of years, we want to move to all the band and orchestra and choir formal wear to be owned by the school and rented out to the students. And what we would have is a $25 cleaning fee and a $25 rental fee. That once we were completely there, it would just be one $50 a year fee, and then they're covered, right? No more buying tuxes, no more buying dresses and things like that. Okay, that would be covered there by that fee, and we just reuse them. In the meantime, we have formal wear there, and we have a little star on it, asterisk, because we have a little thing down here that says rental and cleaning fees are for school and formal wear. Programs cannot require purchase of formal and rental and cleaning fees. So somebody can't go and say, we're going to do this one and this one because we're going to do more stuff. So that would be that way, as if they're requiring them to buy formal wear, then they aren't allowed to charge the cleaning fee or the rental fee. And then we just let them know we're moving towards that and to start buying more stuff. The camps and trips. Do you want to go off with this?
Go ahead.
Cool.
I'll do the summer ones.
Well, all the camps and trips we were talking, and this is something that was brought up at the last meeting, and it seemed like it resounded pretty well, is we were going to talk about doing camps and trips and things like that, where it was going to be more fundraised instead of charged, right? And so putting some nominal amount that you could charge, and the rest of it would be fundraised. Okay, so we had talked about putting something in there like $50,
right? And I guess that would tie into the summer one. Exactly. So all of a sudden, if Rob is going to go down to Disneyland or whatever and participate in some of the things that they do there, we don't have a big fee attached to it, which would in return cost the school a lot if there's the
fee waiver.
So if we're saying to them, Rob, just it's a $50 fee, that's what we recognize, but for the rest of it, we want you to fundraise. And I think they're used to fundraising for those trips, are you not, right now?
They are, but it's fundraised differently than how it's this new group fundraising.
Yeah, but I think we've got
new
stuff.
I gave you one, didn't I?
Yeah.
The new rule, the way they're explaining it, allows for some individual fundraising and some group fundraising. And in my conversations with a couple of board members, as they write the rule for the fundraisers, the group fundraisers, there's going to be, even with that, a little bit more flexibility than that group originally was recommending.
And so in terms of our summer camps, we have never had a fee there before. You have to know, you know, any of those sports activity camps in the summer, we've never, it's they're all student-based, they've raised their own.
Yeah.
If we start putting a fee there,
yeah,
then all of a sudden we're accountable for those kids who can't afford it, and we're paying a lot of money.
Correct.
So our thinking is, why put that fee there? Just put a really minimal amount.
Like $50.
Yeah, or even less, or
you
whatever.
Want less?
You know. That we're saying, you know what, coaches, continue to do what you need to do, raise those fees in terms of with fundraising.
And curricular fees, we are recommending you're allowed to charge $25 participation fee and put zero down for camps and trips. So those curricular clubs would have to fundraise for all their camps and trips, because right now we haven't budgeted for anything for those, and so all of that would be new money we would have to be coming up with.
Okay, two questions. First question, was this going to affect summer of 19?
Correct.
Okay.
Summer of 20.
Yeah, summer of 20.
That's what I make,
No, well, when I mean summer of 19, July 1, 2019 is when it starts.
Yeah.
Second question.
That's what I meant, sorry.
I mean, you keep using the term nominal, which I agree, it's nominal, except for a school. You run down all of those nominal fees that are going to be required for school, those $50, and pretty soon it's not as nominal.
Correct.
So my question would be, we're prepared for that added expense.
No. So here's where we're at is this. So, again, I talked to a superintendent who's up north who is also an attorney, who's practiced in school law for a long time, plus a school board member who's also an attorney, plus another board member, state board member.
But it wasn't me.
No, two board members. These are state board members and a state superintendent. And basically they're all of the mind, and we're going to try and get the rule written in such a way that as we do our group fundraisers, we can say, all right, we got this much from the $50 camp fees. This is the total cost of the camp. So this is how much more money we have to raise, and that's what we're going to fundraise for. So literally they are fundraising for to cover the fee waivers. Okay.
As long as that'll
What's your other question?
That was it. I had those three. I mean, numerous, but...
Because of the time, though, you know, I want to make sure that,
no, that's
that,
what
that
I,
Rob
I
and Cheryl...
So, Cheryl,
and Rob.
Do you want to take... So do you have some questions you want to ask specifically for this conversation?
I think I'm a little, like, bowled over by what we were just talking about. Because we were about to say that, like, the $200... Depending on how you decide to define things, as far as extracurricular, co-curricular, curricular, you know, all that kind of stuff, and also what you decide to define as the school pays for bus trips, because that affects how much we pay for our tours or our trips or whatever.
From the 200.
Right. Depends on if the bus is paid for. So at 200, if I can just give an example, we have Allstate Choir, and Allstate Choir is probably... around 175. It's three nights in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It's traveling, and there's not filling the bus because we don't have that many kids.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a registration fee of $60. Mm-hmm.
This does not include the hotel room.
That's
the hotel room's a separate fee right here, $25 for hotel.
Oh, after the... Oh, okay. Well, you just changed it to 50.
No, no, no. This is the hotel rooms has always been $25.
No, I'm sorry. The 200 you changed to 50.
Yeah, there was
correct.
A $200 fee. Yeah.
Correct. What I'm saying is that that $50 does not have to cover the hotel. You can still charge $25 a night for hotel rooms
after the 50.
Yes.
So what I was prepared to say was if a student does Allstate Choir. Then they can't. They don't have enough room left in their 200 to go for a Christmas tour, for example. And so, in other words, then we were talking about is the $200. See, we were talking about the 200. So you just kind of blew what we were going to say out of the water here, because the $200 does not allow a student to even do Allstate Choir and a Christmas trip.
Yeah.
They can't do them both.
Well, that's where fundraisers are going to have to come in to cover the gap, because here's the issue: is under this new interpretation, all these fees are now fee waiverable. So say you're at a school that has 45-50% fee waiver, and you have 45-50% of your kids apply for that fee waiver, and you're running $250 worth of trips. And now all of a sudden they say, okay, I'm going to fee waiver all $250 worth of trips. Who's going to pay for that? Where does that money come from?
Well,
that's the problem.
I hear that fee waiver number bounced around, but I have never had that many kids in my class. I maybe have two or three fee waiver kids, and I always have parents that are willing to donate.
I was asked to bring
this. In
that case,
Cheryl, those parents could be part of that fundraising process.
Yeah. But the problem is some schools... Not yours necessarily,
well,
but some schools.
Well,
but part of it may be that you don't have the participation of those fee waiver kids because of those reasons, because it's harder to get the fee waivers.
Right. We're a little bit in no man's land because we haven't experienced this process before. Where we've gone so heavy into fee waivers.
This
Richard,
is all the fee waivers that were fee wavered at
I had
Prairie
someone give
year.
Me an idea. It was actually Laura. not this
not
Laura.
Me.
Laura.
No, I know I have good ideas, but it wasn't me.
She said a lot of places itemized those. So say Madrigals was one fee. If they made it to, they're able to go to
Allstate
Choir, then that's a fewer amount of people, so not everybody should have to pay that fee, only the ones who go.
Right.
So I know that I got a bad look on
Dixie
that,
Size
so
school has
tell
no,
me.
$1,000 worth of fees waived last year.
We've kind of more generalized it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We were pretty specific, and that was the one thing we were trying to walk away from, was having like 10 pages of fee
mm-hmm.
Of fees.
Yeah.
So if you'll scroll back up, right,
I was gonna say, scoot back over.
There's like, if you have a student participate in in choir, just regular choir, but then they're in their specialty choir, they would be charged for both of us.
For choice. So it's per program.
For both programs.
So is it per
okay, so that's
for
what Rob.
Not for like choir is.
No, it's per choir program. So
per program.
Madrigals.
So that answers
they
that.
They can be charged.
Yeah.
Boys
that.
Choir.
Yes.
Girls choir.
Okay.
Madrigals.
Yes.
So
all state.
The number that counts for everything is this number at the top.
We are trying to streamline it
this
that way.
This whatever number the board puts in here is the max that can be included, including fundraisers, that any student has to pay in a year.
You mean in their whole schedule?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All
so,
the fees.
So
now, it looks
you,
like a big
where
number.
Where did you derive $2,500?
I grabbed a high number just to start with. Not knowing what
don't,
you guys
don't
were going
to
want
to
throw out there.
Just
well, no, but
no, I'm
right.
just
start
saying,
thinking about
so
this.
I talked
I've got
to
a cheerleader that's also
Alpine.
Doing choir.
Alpine
that
said
can
they
rack
were throwing
up
out
$2,500.
I think
real
Alpine
fast.
Said they were like $2,700. I think it was Canyons was talking $2,800. I
they
just
don't
threw
even
out
travel
number.
As much as us.
Correct. So
well,
that number could be higher.
So go down to hotel.
That is involved in a programs.
But you can't get a hotel for less than
$110.
You do, but for
where?
Our student, our
where?
The state rate's $100.
Tell me where.
The state rates. Well, ours cost.
Where? No, no, I'm asking where.
At
where
Hampton, the
no,
one that I went
night.
To, but then you have taxes on top.
I understand that, but
so
they put
I'm
four kids in a hotel room.
Let me just say, the reality
and we
is,
get the taxes back.
We don't get rates at $100 a night. We're $109.
Easy.
Now, if it's forced that we have to have
where at?
Hampton Inn, Cotton Tree Inn.
That's $100 a night. That's state contract. Cotton Tree's $100.
Whatever the state contract in doesn't, I'm just saying, that's the reality.
Maybe it doesn't
Cotton
cover
Tree.
The tax.
I don't know anything about $100, because I'd love to say to some of these hotels, you have to give it to me for $100.
I've had a relationship with the Hampton downtown, so I get a really good rate. I've gone there every year, so my rate's about $75. But the last year, was it last year? They had
a convention. Yep,
and
then
all
you
of a sudden
problem.
They were $200
yeah.
a night
yeah.
for rooms.
Yep, and then you have to go to other places or go to a different weekend because with those convention, it books the entire place out.
You can't always choose another weekend.
President, I mean, with yeah. time and that,
it's also
required,
so that's set.
I know we're really short on time.
Yes.
I think, you know, from my perspective, and certainly the work that Brent's done is he has spent hours on this
mm-hmm.
looking and researching. So I am not taking
more
anything
like
away from that. I so much appreciate it. But the one area I feel really good with the summer, basketball, football leagues, we recognize that as a minimal fee because we're not going to say $300 if we want you to pay because then all of a sudden we're, I think we operate as usual.
Those should
and they've always been doing fundraisers.
Yeah, those are all.
My big question would be, it comes back to this little section right there with our arts.
Yeah.
Are we able to make that work with what we're trying to do? And you have to remember, the overall sense that this came about was that parents were saying, you're killing us. Not just here, it was statewide. You're killing us with these fees. So trying to balance that is the hard question. How do we sustain and make these programs work, but yet not kill our parents in terms financially?
I hate to be a little bit personal, but if you put all that fundraising on us, it's going to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to kill our programs. And we've got we mentioned this just briefly, but the reason we have a presence in the arts in our state right now is because we travel, we participate. That's one of the things that they recognize in Washington County. Our arts are fantastic.
Yeah.
And if we aren't really, really, really thoughtful in this,
mm-hmm.
that's going to limit what
mm-hmm.
our kids can do. I'm not saying that we need to be unreasonable. I'm not saying that by any means, but certainly a well-thought-out process of what it really costs to travel, what it really costs to uniform our kids. And I think if I can just put this in on record to say, let's look at those art where we have whatever this amount of days we have looking forward till we do that. Let's really think about what the impact is of those in the long run versus just saying these are
Let me just throw out what could happen, okay? What could happen is this. we put a high number on those, and we say, yeah, you can charge that and everything else. Then we turn around to the schools and say, but from a district standpoint, we don't have the extra $150,000, $200,000 that it's going to take to pay for the fee waiver students that will apply. And frankly, you guys don't see the fee waivers. Legally, they should not be telling you who your fee waiver students are, so you wouldn't know who they were anyway and whether they had paid. The office would just say they had would send you a list saying all these people had paid, and you'd actually see it on the list as though they had paid because they're fee waiver. So that's how it shows up to you. So you won't know who's fee waiver and who's not. So it's going to come down, and so we say, but principals, we can't afford to pay all this. So you're going to have to pick it up. So what's going to happen is you're going to go in and you're going to say, I want to go on this trip, and your principal's just going to say, I can't afford that. And you say, what do you mean? The kids are paying for it.
That I have is...
And they say, I can't afford to pay for the fee waiver on that. And then all of a sudden it kills your program.
But if we keep it as it is, can we readjust it in a year if we're starting to see more of that?
Yes.
Well, then what happens when you have one school that can't afford it because they have no fee waivers and another one that can't afford it, and then they come back to you and say, we need...
Okay,
well,
Brent Richard...
Yeah, Laura had a question.
I understand. Laura asked your question, then you need to bring it back to me. So
okay, so just my question, just from looking at this, we have the co-curricular fees and then jump over to the extracurricular fees, right?
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, they should be similar. I don't understand why we can send kids on a football trip up and back and up and back and up and back X number of times, and we're talking about not having a kid be able to go do Allstate Choir.
Wait, we've got the same fees on both.
Well, no, because you have those extra. You have the participation, then you have the camp, and then you have the spirit pack. You've got three different categories and uniform on that other one.
But they're all waivable.
Okay. Well,
right.
Let's talk about what the difference is. Okay. When was the last time somebody threw a choir person in their choir robe on the grass and drug them halfway across the field?
See, but Brent, here's the thing,
No, what I'm saying is they actually have to replace their uniforms because they get torn up and destroyed.
Well,
I don't know if you've seen our outfits by the end of the year, but they're not in good shape.
We barely get a year out of those types of things.
I guess my point is that I'm not sure that we should value things differently.
I absolutely understand.
And
we're not trying to value them differently.
And I think
at all.
I think what they're saying is maybe we just kind of keep it the way it is for right now, and we move forward. It's not going to affect us. We can watch and see what happens in turn. I'm talking about that arts section.
Yeah.
And we roll with it and see what happens. Well, I mean, what she's saying is, and you get it, that they're spending about the same amount as these combined two.
If you're saying leave the art section the way it is now, right now they can charge $15 for drawing, painting, and art.
No, I'm not talking about
that.
Right now,
not that one.
Orchestra, choir, bands.
Correct. Right now, we don't have an amount that they can spend because it was never on the fee schedule before.
The $200 was never on.
No, we put that on.
Right, but
putting it back
that way.
Okay.
That's all.
I think that's what they're saying.
Either that or decrease that. So you've got to make them more balanced. That's all we're saying is there's too heavy there, less there.
So let me ask you a question. Do we believe that curricular classes are the ones that ought to be the freest? Or do we believe that extracurricular are the same? Think about that long and hard before you answer that. Curricular classes that are required for graduation and count towards those types of things, should they be free or should they cost?
I didn't say that. He's saying that.
Thank you.
Okay. That's why we broke them into three parts. So over here we tried to keep these costs, and this was the original explanation. We're trying to keep these ones as cheap as possible because these are our curricular classes. Right?
So are
this is where we're getting the pressure from legislators saying we shouldn't be able to charge for these at all.
We's not on the same page.
I get that, Brent. But we're still going to have to do that for extracurricular as well. We still have to fee waiver those.
Board,
correct.
Everybody hold your thoughts. There's people there waiting. We were fine.
I know. Sorry.
I'm sorry to cut you off. We gotta do this. Okay. Let me just look through this agenda. We've got really quickly, we have two land changes or anything on that, Laura?
No. Kasia says they're great.
Okay, the bond project change.
I think they got that refined pretty well.
Are you done with Brent?
Yes. Yes.
You got those?
Thank you.
We're going to have to come back.
The policy 2110, safe schools.
Richard can address it and he'll
take care of it.
I'll just walk up, take five seconds.
This is a major deal.
It is major.
Okay, everybody,
way major.
Are we coming back?
I'll make it.
Here's the issue.